Good morning. Steve Fairlock here from Steve's Two Cents in Franklin, Mass. Another Friday. It is 4 degrees Fahrenheit outside and with a nice stiff breeze, so the wind chill is below zero. And to provide a better recording with no wind sounds, and frankly, to stay a little bit on the warm side, I'm recording inside today. We're looking at another snow event coming at us. New England has been in that flow whereby the temperatures are as cold as they are. All the moisture that's coming at us is coming down as white. Fortunately, as cold as it is, it's all soft white snow. So, knock on wood, we haven't had any power outages of any significance. And that has been good. People have been able to stay warm and cozy. The roads are narrower. Sidewalks, in some cases, are not plowed. So walking becomes more difficult. My routes have been shortened considerably for my daily walks because I have to be on roads where there's a little bit of traffic because there's no sidewalk in most cases. And that's a challenge. So, life goes on. It's New England. Things will change. They usually change fairly quickly, but at this point, we're in a cold front that doesn't seem to be moving anytime soon. So, we'll get there eventually. When will the snow melt? Good question. When will the piles and the malls, etc., finally melt out? Probably could start a pool on that. Some people I've seen have said, you know, maybe June or July. It'll take a while. Those piles are big. So that's the way it is at the moment. What are you doing where you are? Is it cold? Is it winter? Or are you in the southern hemisphere where it is your summertime? And it may still be cooler, but it's at least summertime. Warm thoughts, happy thoughts. Heading into a school break week. Holiday Monday here in Mass for President's Day. And then the kids and teachers are off for the week. There's only 2 snow days left within the calendar year. For the school calendar, that is. They have a 180-day school requirement. And they build a calendar with some number of school days. There's snow days, rather. There's 2 left in the calendar before they start getting into some discussion on making up time by either going on Saturdays or digging into the April vacation week, which is going to cause some heartache on either side. Nobody's going to be happy, but that's what it is. There's 180 days needed. At the school committee meeting on Tuesday, it was a unique and first-time occurrence where the Pledge of Allegiance, usually done by 1 or 2 students or more sometimes, but it was 1 student in this case up with the school committee at the dais, as well as another student linked in via a Google Hangout session. They tried getting more, but technology, whatever it was, the other students couldn't connect or weren't available to connect. But via Google Hangout, 2 students collaborated to do the Pledge of Allegiance. First time done in the town of Franklin. Maybe others have done that, but that was a milestone here to show the introduction of technology, what it can do. It also led into a discussion that with such technology, snow days may not necessarily be days where there is no learning. Students could still collaborate. As long as there's an internet connection, they could still collaborate via Google Hangout, via Google Docs, collaborating, working on editing docs, etc. Lots of things can be done outside the classroom. And of course, in the business world, we all know that. That collaborative virtual team type environment. In the movie industry, of course, where they pull a project together for a movie, everybody comes together for the 2, 4, 6, maybe 3 months for the movie, and then disperses. I mean, that kind of, getting together for a gig, or the term I'd heard earlier on, gigonomics. I think there is a lot to be said for that in the way of the economy for the future. So getting to use the tools, not as tools just in and of themselves, but as functional pieces coming together. The real key is the learning, the collaboration, the talking. That's the key piece, certainly facilitated by the technology, which needs to work. And for that, you need power, you need access. But once you've got those, basics, then a lot can happen. A lot can happen. So that's where the thoughts are this Friday, February 13th. So just while it's Friday the 13th, if you do see any black cats around, they'll stick out in the white snow here in New England. Hopefully you're not superstitious. Hopefully you'll have a good day today. Close out the week. Get into Valentine's Day tomorrow. And we'll talk to you next week. So again, Steve Sherlock from Franklin, Mass. For Steve's 2 Cents, signing off. Enjoy till next time.